was that?
And welcome back to another episode of Let Me Tell You Why. I'm your host, Tyler Webster, joined as always by my co-host, Danielle Lorenz.
Hello.
And today's topic, coming down off of the high that was last week.
Oh, goodness. What a high.
Is relationship advice.
Yeah.
So.
Of which I've given a lot of.
Same, actually, which is shocking. If you get advice from me, you've done something wrong. So, Danielle, what is relationship advice?
Relationship advice is usually not listened to. Let me tell you why.
It's usually not listened to. For me, I would say relationship advice is... Well, kind of similar to that vibe. Essential and often discarded.
Because most times that I give it, it is then ignored by whoever I'm giving it to, including you. And so it's just like...
Including... That's not true.
It's been fairly true.
Okay. Define ignored. Because if I ended up getting there... Was it ignored, or was it just being processed?
It took like 10 times of me telling you the same thing for you to finally go, you know what, maybe there's some truth to it.
And what did you tell me, Danielle? Tell our listeners.
Which thing? What are you asking about? I've given you a lot of relationship advice.
Well, we're talking about the thing that you had to tell me multiple
yes,
times.
Yes, I had to tell you multiple times that one of your past relationships really needed to end. And you kept sitting there just going, nah, 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 it's good, everything's good, it's all good, like 20 times until finally you were like, yeah, maybe not. And I was like, I've been telling you every day for like a month.
It's just crazy that you weren't really invested in my salvaging of something beautiful.
Oh, fuck off.
And that you just wanted to take the easy way out, or wanted me to take the easy way out, which was just, I mean, it was great advice. I am completely joking. No. Because part of me is just like,
gosh.
It's disrespectful to talk about it, but the other part of me is like, there's a fucking 0% chance of anyone really hearing this.
Who shouldn't. Unless they're just really still invested in your life, which, you know, that's kind of their problem.
If you are listening to this, please stop.
Please
you do
stop
not
now.
Have my consent to listen to this. The thing is, our audience doesn't know who I'm talking about,
no.
So I'm talking about you, listener. I'm talking about you specifically.
David, we're talking about you.
David, Webster fan 426. 6'9".
Oh my gosh.
We no longer require your patronage. I'm kidding. We desperately require it.
We desperately do.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah, no, it's funny, right? Like, it's very difficult to I feel like for the both of us, giving advice is relatively easy. It comes naturally with just our ability to look at something that's wrong and say, hey, here are all of the obvious ways that it's wrong. That's obvious to me, may not be so obvious to you. But when you're in it and things are hard, then you go, but things are difficult and I don't want to do that because even though I should, I also don't want to. And
see,
that's the problem.
For me, it's not even that. That's the thing. It's more the fact that so this is something I literally just realized just now. I've mentioned this idea to you before, but I've never really been able to pin it down.
Okay.
I have trouble taking advice from people that I don't see as a higher authority on the subject than me.
Since
so
when? When has that ever been a thing?
So
you are so open and receptive to criticism and comment. It's just such a... I just know that whenever something's a little askew, I could go, Danielle, you know something? And I can leave without my head being ripped off.
Well, here's the thing. Criticism, if it's like constructive and it's actually like true, then I'm like, okay. But if it's like someone like you giving me advice on like either a relationship or on like, you know, something or just something that I don't view you as an authority on, I'm suddenly just like, okay, no fucking way am I gonna take that
advice. Despite the fact that you know I'm right.
Well, and I've even said that to you where I've been like, I know you're right. I don't want to take your advice. Because I just don't want to. And like for me in the past best.
It is just like that.
I've definitely
too.
Said that to you before.
You
and,
have.
And I think I've said the same thing to Samuel when he's tried to give me advice about mm-hmm. things that I know more about. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't want to listen to you. Like, I don't care if you're right.
I'm, you know, I came to you really upset, and now I'm leaving more upset that you're right because I will not be a party to that
exactly.
bullshit, even though it's right.
No, it, well, the thing is for me, so you had, I mean, I don't know about your, you know, other relationships, but basically for me entering your life, you had a very, you
healthy
had a very,
and sustainable.
You had a very talkative person about your, relationships. And,
wait, I had a very, what do you mean?
As in me, as in like, I am very talkative about your relationships.
I thought you were talking about my past relationship. Talking to you about things that she shouldn't have talked about. What? This
that,
is news
no,
to me.
No, that was definitely not
new
a thing.
Lore
no.
being dropped on. Let me tell you why.
Surprise.
Right.
No, but I know for me, like, you know, you had that person with me in my last relationship, which was, you know, longest relationship I'd been in before Samuel and all that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a whole thing where I just didn't tell anyone about any of the issues I was having because I like me and the person I was dating, the only people that I could really talk to were also his best friends.
Yep.
And so,
and so
I was
don't
just
trust
like
that it's not going to go back to him.
Because they would absolutely end up, you know, potentially, I don't know about absolutely, but they would potentially turn around and tell him, and then right. suddenly I'm having to have this whole conversation that I'm terrified of having, mm-hmm. and like, you know, this whole thing. So when everything blew up, it was so out of nowhere for everybody, but for me, it had been building up for like months and months,
yeah.
like this whole thing.
Yeah.
So if I had to choose between the two, I think you've got the better end of the stick.
Definitely. No, absolutely. I mean, it was through your relationship advice that was like the linchpin of us getting as close as we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if it wasn't for
if it wasn't for that phone call where
so for our listeners at home, Danielle and I were working, you know, we were working together mm-hmm. on a couple of projects. I got issued into Mad Artist, which was a huge blessing. And so we were friends that way. You know, I was buddies with Samuel. You're his wife. So it's like I'm integrating myself into the group.
Well,
right?
And I had definitely mentioned to you by that point because we had already run your like whole one shot thing and like kind of hung out mm-hmm. at your house
mm-hmm.
and I remember I was like, you know, I feel like I'm gonna come on strong to this guy with what I'm about to say
mm-hmm.
but if he's not like the person that I think he might be
mm-hmm.
which is like essentially, you know, not to get super sappy, but the best friend I've been looking for.
Aww.
You know, I was like, if he's not that person, then I'll find out really fast, you
right.
know.
So right.
I was so, you know, when I pitched the whole like, hey dude, I kind of think we vibe a little bit. Like, I was like, this guy is either going to get really weirded out or he's going to stick around and, like, I'm correct about this assumption.
Yeah, and I responded with, like, oh, my God, fuck yes. Like, we're on the same page for sure.
Because what you told me, and you could have been lying to spare my feelings, but at the time what you told me, because I had said the whole, like, I feel like we just have, like, a strong mental connection and I want to keep fostering that and see where it goes.
Yep,
and,
I remember that.
And you had sort of said, like, yeah, you know, I said,
cringe. I wanted this to be bussin', not cringe.
No, but like you had said, and you could have been lying for my benefit, but at the time you were like, you had said, yeah, you know, I kind of picked up on the same thing. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
No,
great,
of course I wasn't
on.
Lying. No, because it was one of those things too, because we had talked about, and this is not a spiritual episode, but it is now. We had talked about the concept of seeing timelines and
mm-hmm.
like with people. You know what I mean? Like, one of the reasons why this friend group means as much to me and that I feel as comfortable with this friend group is I feel my timelines that tie me to the person
mm-hmm.
really, really strong. Like, that I'm going to spend a lot of my time in life with you and Samuel and Russell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And John. And I'm not going to list everyone in our friend group, but you all are included. And so, you know, having that and seeing the friendship that was kind of building between you and I was like, I was immediately a little sussed out because it was like, well, you know, what would the perception be of me, like, genuinely fostering a friendship with Samuel's wife?
I knew that was a thing, and that's why I was, like, kind of nervous about sending it.
That's always been a thing until it wasn't.
Because I was like, you know, I'm going to say this, and he might think I'm being sketchy because he doesn't know me that well, and he might think I'm trying to be fucking sus, and that's not me.
I didn't, and that's the cool thing, is I genuinely didn't read that.
Yeah, good.
Like, I legitimately, it, like, the fact, because I did my own little, what I believe to be, like, my little psychic gauge, and I'm like, yo, she's being 100% right now. Like, yeah. she's really coming and extending an olive branch, going, hey, we could be really tight. And I just thought that that was really cool that you had the balls to just come up and say that.
I mean,
I'm
you
like,
know,
that's the kind of energy, that's the spirit, that's the energy that I fuck with.
You
Let's
know
go.
From my background that at this point, I'm just kind of like, I'm going to lay it all out there. And if people aren't up for it, then like, you don't have to be close with me. And
exactly.
That's fine.
And so, but no, of course, everything that I said in response was 100% accurate, for
okay.
sure. So how does this tie into relationship
advice? Yes,
how
advice? Does this because, tie into what happened?
Because here I am amidst quite the conundrum. I had just broken up with the girl that I had been with for quite some time, a couple years. And
we had all been like, good choice. This
everyone
is the right
was saying,
choice.
Because it's not, and I need to make this clear, it was never fuck her.
No, and it still isn't.
It
like,
is not.
Even now, you know, me and Samuel, like, you know, we knew her. We got to know her a little bit. Mm-hmm, and we mm-hmm. both say that, like, she is not a bad person.
In
Y'all were just
capacity.
Bad for each other.
Yes. And that was the big thing, right? Because if we're bad for each other, then we bring out the worst in each other, causing a problem.
Exactly.
And so I say this with nothing but love in my heart, but we weren't right for each other, and we all knew it. And I was put in the very unfortunate position where the breakup happened and everyone was like, good for you. We support it. Great.
Yes.
All right. Well, didn't take the keys to the house that we were living in.
Nope.
So I woke up at like 5:30, 6:30 in the morning to her in my room, just crawling into bed. And I'm like, what are you doing here? You're not at my house. And it was a whole, like, you know, I'm going to fight for you, yada, yada, yada. And it was difficult to say no to that when it was everything that you wanted to hear, even though you knew deep down there probably wasn't going to be a bunch of follow through with this. Because it's
right.
not fuck her. It's just, it's a really messy situation.
Yeah.
And so I called you and let you, you know, kind of filled you in. And that's when I got my favorite line that you've ever given me, which was...
Well, so here's the thing. So he brings her to this party. I was already kind of mad because when you were like, yeah, so we got back... That was when this happened.
That's right.
Yeah,
it
was concussion night.
Oh,
no, because you were like, you texted me and
you
told me...
You said concussion night?
Yeah, that was the party.
Oh,
that
my
was the,
God.
That was the concussion night.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yes. So,
wow.
So he tells me, yeah.
That's when my short-term memory started.
That's not when it started, but.
Sorry, I forgot.
No, but so he tells me this. I'm pretty pissed off because I was just like, this is dumb and why are you doing this? But you know, he's asking me like, yeah, you know, can I bring her to the party? Are people going to be sussed out? And I was like, dude, do what you want. Because I was just upset.
Didn't read that at the time.
No, because we were just getting to know each other.
Right.
And so y'all show up to the party, you know, y'all are trying to act normal. And I'm just like the quietest version of which when I'm quiet, that's when I'm mad.
Which looking back, yes, that red.
So then we concuss each other, which we have talked about. And we're like, I don't know if we were heading to or we were getting back. I think it was because we were getting back from the ER and we pull back up to the house to put you in your car. Mm-hmm. And you just out loud, like Sam goes, you know, Danielle, are you feeling okay? And Tyler from the back seat goes, nah, she's mad at me. And I was just like, you're correct. And like, you know, I think I started to rip into you just a little bit, but mm-hmm. then like someone came and opened the door. And so mm-hmm. I had to shut up because mm-hmm. I was like, this is absurd because, and then someone opened the door and I was like,
and I remember, like steering into the humor of it because I'm like, oop, sorry, can't finish that thought.
And I was so angry. And so the next day, I call him and I'm like, look, we're still going to be friends after this.
Yep, here it is.
This is going to be fine. But you lost so much of my respect last night. And let me tell you why. And I went in on like all the things and how like we had like just started becoming close friends. Like, mm-hmm. we were not close enough for I feel like this to be normal. Which thank God you were as receptive as you were and didn't just immediately go, what a fucking bitch, like trying to dive in on my life. And yeah, and then, you know, about 2 months went by of me being like, you know, this should probably end, and you being like, nah. And then sure enough, 2 months later, you were like, yeah, okay, it's over.
It
and,
has
we,
to end.
And we were just like, finally, like we
all
known
it. Why
didn't
you tell me
it.
Sooner?
Yeah, you being like, yeah, you know, where was that advice? And me being like, I'm going to stab you in the face.
It was great, too, because I remember vividly. The call started, it was midday, and I was going to Walmart. And I know this because I was trying to find a parking space when you said, we are still going to be friends after this, but it is important for you to know that I lost a lot of respect for you. And I'm like, oh, shit. And the thing that was, it's so funny because I was walking up and down the aisles talking to you, just getting a couple words in as I was just getting, for about 2 hours, getting lambasted. And so the funny...
Because I had rehearsed this conversation already.
Yeah.
And so when you picked up, I was just cocked ready to go. Like, so the second you answered, I was like, okay. And script.
It was the equivalent of the scene in Arsenic where it's just like, and so I point my gun at him and say, come in. And then I come in and there's a gun pointed at me. I'm like, ah!
Exactly.
And so... So, I'm walking up and down the aisles, and you're whipping into me, and this is the most crackhead shit. I couldn't wipe the smile off of my face because everything you said was both accurate and, you know, we've said this multiple times, but for the viewers at home, every friend group that I've had, none of them have been able to really call me on my bullshit because the previous friend groups that I've had, like, and I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal, but I do have a bit of a force of personality, and if I believe... This is something that I have outgrown. These are yesterday's clothes. Like I don't have this mentality now, for the most part. if I can't believe I'm saying this on stream. If I believe that I am ahead of someone, it's kind of like what you said.
Yeah.
If I believe I'm ahead of someone, it's going to be very difficult for me to take their advice, but also...
It's like the whole Kanye thing where he's like, I think one of his lyrics is like, I'll never take advice from people less successful than me or something
Yeah. And not that I'm so fucking successful, but it's one of those things where when, like, I carry myself, like, the person I was with my previous iterations of friend groups was definitely hyperbolic. It was, I steered into this idea, this dream of affluence. I steered into this idea of success and that I had my shit together because that was comforting to me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So amidst my different friend groups, I was always seen as, oh, he's the head guy because he clearly knows what he's doing. And
you know, classic, you know, salesman, you know, being able to sell yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right, is that like through like force of personality, I end up finding myself in these kind of like fatherly roles in these different groups to the point where two friend groups ago, it was me and my friend, she was lesbian at the time. It's a whole thing. I'm just trying to be polite. And we were thick as thieves, right? She's this big, you know, I just say big, but she's this, you know, tough lesbian woman who had my undying respect and still does. And I'm trying not to use names just out of respect for reasons. But,
yeah.
Love them, still will always love them. And, because I definitely steer more into the flamboyant, you know, I definitely have more feminine energy.
You know, nice metrosexual. Yeah.
And she at the time was, you know, tough lesbian. We played this awesome father, like mother-father role in the friend group where we were just like in charge, right?
Mm.
And so that kind of energy carried through all these different friend groups. And I'm saying all of that because when you're in that position, it's, people don't feel like they have, this is so fucked, people don't feel like they have the right to say like, hey, maybe don't do the thing that you're doing. Because when I speak on things that I know are wrong, I speak on it in such a way that makes it feel like even though it's wrong, oh, it's so right. You know what I mean? Like no one would call me on bribing that guy to go on the zip line. You know what I mean? No one calls me on that because it's just like, ah, you know, we're spending money. We're having fun. We're out here doing it.
Well, and it is a testament to how much I have gotten to know your bullshit that mm-hmm. in that conversation, you were able to bullshit me. And by the end of it, I was like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe this can work out. And now I look back and I'm like, that little shit. Like,
got him.
But now I know you're fucking bullshit. And when you try to do that shit to me, I'll just straight up be like, I don't buy it.
You've explicitly said, well, so real quick to finish the plot thread.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't receive criticism because of that. Unless it's like certain people in my life, I don't receive criticism.
Yeah.
So to have a friend who we're establishing this relationship who felt compelled to, put me on blast.
Yeah, we're drinking, so we might be a little stifling some burps here and there. Yes. This is the late night, let me tell you why.
Yeah, we're getting some recording done tonight. And
yes,
so,
we are.
So the fact that you, first of all, had the balls and were here's the thing. It's not enough to say, like, hey, I'm going to stand up to this guy and say that he's wrong. It's the fact that you were right. That was what got me. I was just like, wow, oh, my God. She was actually not only correct, but she also did it. Like, that's really impressive. And so it was at that moment where it's like, even though what she's saying is would otherwise be very hurtful, I'm just, like, really grateful that I have someone in my life who can actually say, hey, dickhead, you're wrong. But, of course, I'm not just going to lay down and take it, so I'm going to finesse the shit out of the situation.
Exactly, so you bullshitted me, and because I didn't know you that well, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is correct. And now I look back, and I'm like, nah. If you try to do that shit to me now, I'm going to be like, motherfucker.
But that's the trick. That's the trick is I do what few salesmen can, which is I buy my own bullshit.
I know you
I
do.
When I create a narrative, that is the truth, and I'm an evangelist for the truth because I am but a prophet. I just tell the stories. I don't make them.
Well, here's the thing. I have definitely stopped your whole buying of your own bullshit in its tracks since that conversation. Like with times when you've been like, you know, selling me bullshit, and I've been like, okay, what about this? And I'll just throw some shit out, and you're like, you know, I didn't think about that. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's talk about that.
I remember one of my favorite moments, which was when I know when I'm out on the short branches. I know when it's a tough sell. But so in those moments when I know it's a tough sell, I'm more receptive to criticism because it's like, yeah, I don't know how far I was going to get with this one, but I can't remember the subject matter, but I can remember the subject matter, and we're not talking about it on the stream.
Okay.
But you were very, very adamant about me doing a certain thing.
I probably know exactly what you're talking about.
And I get on the phone with you. I'm like, okay. And this was the God's honest truth. In my heart of hearts, I was like, I genuinely believe that emotion is definitely adjusting and tweaking the actuality of the situation in this moment, and I promise I can explain why this isn't what you think it is. And you go, I am not going to sit here and let you convince me to not be mad when I'm mad. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. You want to consciously be mad for an indefinite amount of time. And you go, yes, because it beats the hell out of you convincing me. And I'm just like, all right, fine. I'm not going to convince you that you shouldn't be mad. But these are the facts as I know them to be. And I remember it, too, because it was so funny, because at the end of the conversation, you're just like, well, that's a good point. But we'll just see what happens. And I'm like, all I can do is show you that this is correct. And they're like, yeah, well, I don't believe that it's going to happen until it does, but you do you. And I'm just like, I will. It's going to be all right. I promise.
No, I think I know what you were talking about. And honestly, I still, if it's what I think it is, then I'm still in the place of like, nah, fuck that shit. But no. Like,
we are so far removed multiple months out where we have confirmation that it was cool.
I don't know. I've told you what I told you, which is I just don't buy the other person's story. And that is where I'm at.
It was, I'll say this. It was an engagement that I had with a person who's very close to a lot of us. And there was a growing consensus that this individual was being dishonest about the severity of certain emotions despite the fact that she was on record saying multiple times, unprompted, I don't really like you. And so,
here's the thing. I just know, and you know, as a person, I just can't buy it, and I couldn't buy it. And so that's just going to be how it is, probably, and I've accepted that. But yeah. Well, no, it's...
You can't win them all.
You can't win them all. There are certain things that, like, I just can't be convinced of. Like, well, like it's... I don't know if you've ever watched... I don't know if you've ever watched the show Friends at all.
No.
Okay.
No.
There is an episode that killed Samuel when I showed him the show. Okay. It was... So there's a girl in it who's very, like, you know, she definitely, like, believes in ghosts and auras. She, like, believes, like, all these different things.
I feel attacked.
But, well, you know, she's very, like, hippy-dippy. That's, like, her whole thing.
Okay.
And, but she's also, like, pretty airheaded. Mm. And she's also, and, like, you know, all this stuff. And so it starts out with the scientist guy in the group, her being like, yeah, you know, there's just certain things I don't believe in. Like, you know, this, evolution. And he goes, what? And it, like, and it creates the whole B-plot of the show, which is him trying so hard to show her that evolution is real. Mm-hmm. And everything he shows her is he's like, you know, you can literally see them, like, changing through time with, like, the fossils. And she's like, oh, you can actually see it? And she's like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, here's the real question. Who put those fossils there and why? And, like, he's just, like, freaking out the whole time. And so sometimes, I remind myself of her character in that moment where I'm just like, I'm not going to be convinced. Like, it doesn't matter how much evidence points to the contrary. I have my beliefs and I'm sticking to them.
Which is why I have learned that to be a good friend and to reciprocate giving you some advice at times, the best play, the best sell... is not to say, admit that this is what you need to do. It's you're just gardening. You're just sowing your seeds. You're going, hey, these are some seeds of good advice that you should hear. And you know what? Water them. Don't. Rain's coming one way or another. And I guess we'll just see what happens. But you know what? I respect you regardless. And then I walk away.
Well, the thing is...
And I just cross my fingers hoping, I hope something happens. It either will or it won't.
No, once I, like, get on a certain train, I'm just sort of like, this is what my train is going to be. And, like, usually I'll end up telling Samuel about, like, whatever advice you've given me. Mm-hmm. And he'll either go, yeah, I think that's good advice. Or he'll be like, you know, and, like, you know...
It's also dumb as shit.
And so, like, you know, at that point, usually when I tell him, if he's like, yeah, you know, I think he's right, then I'm just like, fuck. Like, damn it. Like, you know, I like listening to Samuel.
I need an itemized list of all of the times that has happened.
That's not going to be given to you. You will never get that list.
Did I tell the story? I don't know what is prompting me to, because we're just talking about relationships and advice and drama and craziness. Did I tell you the story? I'm pretty sure I told you the story. Did I tell the story on the stream where I was almost tricked? Someone attempted to trick me into thinking that her pregnancy was real. Did I tell that on the stream?
I don't know. Fuck. I'm trying to think.
Oh, no.
I really don't know. Like, you know.
If I did, you want to cut it? Or I'll cut it.
No, you won't. I edit these.
But I will.
I don't think you did.
Audience,
but I'm not 100% certain.
If I did, please write your angry letters care of my house. Okay, I'm going to tell the story anyway.
Okay.
And if you guys heard this one, then just skip or don't if we cut this. Who gives a shit? So...
Maybe just try to make it shorter in case you've told it before.
No, we're going to milk this. This is a great story.
Oh, my God.
So, and it's so good that you would want to hear it twice. Anyway, this is probably the third time you've heard this
story. I've heard this story several times at this point.
So here I am minding my own business in a Buffalo's Cafe, which was the spot for me in every friend group iteration I've ever had, save this one. So we're sitting there eating, and... we have gone there for about a decade, literally. It was the spot forever, right? We go to Buffalo's. And so I know everyone there. All of the managers, all of the people who are part of the upholstery that just don't leave. But there's a new server, and she was immediately physically striking, right? To mm-hmm. the point where it's just like, I don't know you, but boy, I would like to, right? And it was one of those things where... I don't know how much to go into this. She her body type had scratched a certain itch for me specifically. And so it was a very big deviation from the girls that I would typically date. I'll say that, right? The girls that you the people that I would date definitely kind of fell in a pattern, not on purpose, right? And so this girl was definitely very different than the girls that I would typically date. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting her number. Like, this is fucking happening. And it was me and the lesbian girl that I was mentioning. Yeah. It was that squad. And they were like, okay, all right, switching it up. I'm just like, and so it's at the end of the meal. I'm flirting the whole time, and I'm just like, all right, you guys got to go to the bathroom. So they all get up and leave this big ass table, this fucking like wow. six person table.
As if that's not the most obvious thing in the entire world.
And she
to
comes
a server.
Back, and I'm sitting there like with my cup, just like, hello.
Picture you. It's just that sounds like Squilliam with his like glass of wine.
Come take a ride on my balloon / casino.
Oh my god.
So she's coming in and it just looks like shit, right? I'm over here with like a mug in my hand, like a glass of wine.
It's
just
like hot tea. It's not even a drink.
I'm like, how? I'm like, it's just the two of us now.
Oh god.
And so, but she comes up and I spit game, as the kids would say. And got her number, right? Things are looking up. And invite her out to go to bowling with us that night. She says no. We continue talking for a couple of nights before she reveals that she has a boyfriend. Oh. So I'm immediately backing off.
Yeah.
Before she's like, but no, he's terrible. And I'm like, okay. And? And she, because I'm like, I'm not doing anything with you if you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
and
that's
sketchy.
And she's
like, but he's so bad to me. And I'm like, what are you doing here?
Like,
I don't
no.
like this. I don't like this. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to break up with him. I'm like, I just wanted to go on a date with you. I wasn't trying to make this a thing.
I'm trying to get involved in this all, and all this drama.
But she did, and then we did, and that was, that was it, right? So we dated for a little bit, and it just, the relationship was so built on the shrine of physicality.
Yeah.
Right? That sex was the backbone of the relationship.
Which is not good.
Which is not good.
No.
It's fun, but it's not good.
It's not like, it doesn't make for a relationship, it makes for a fun fling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I was kind of at with it, realizing that this girl is definitely not someone that vibes with me long term,
mm-hmm.
and she did not get that. Mm. And so, because for a number of reasons we're going to get to. So we go our separate ways. But every now and again, I think about her because it was at the time the best that I had at the moment, right? So it was this kind of thing where, you have your moments, you're single, you're lonely, you're thinking, you're like, what if I just like text her, And I didn't have a support group of people to say, hey, maybe don't be like that. Because again, this was years and years and years ago. I was a different person.
Here's the thing, though. Even when I've told you not to do shit, you tend to do it anyway.
That's
but it
only,
has to do with that.
That's only sometimes
when
true.
It has to do with that, you've tended to just go and do it.
I mean, that's just squandering good opportunities. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes, good opportunities.
She's rolling her eyes. Anyway, give me 15 times where it's blown up in my face.
I'll give you 16.
You won't. So, all that's to say, I'm in a different mental state, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm like, you know what? Now that I've got this mental clarity, maybe I was the problem. Let's try it again. So we try it again. It's the same fucking thing, right? And it with the same result, too. I'm like, yeah, okay. I've learned my lesson. She's like, you fucking really hurt me this time. Fuck you. Yada, yada, yada. And she had left a necklace at my house that was some sentimental thing, or at least that's what she said. And I tried to give it back to her, but she had blocked me, so it was much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So 8-9 months go by, and just so happened to be, and I get a Facebook message saying, hey, you're invited to so-and-so's going-away party. I'm like, what? Why? But I had a show date, so it was a conflict. So I reach out to her. I'm like, hey, thanks for the invite. I can't make it for this reason, but why did I get invited? And she was like, well, I'm going away to Florida, and I'm going away to Florida, and I'm trying to bury the hatchet. I don't want any negativity. I don't want any bullshit. Like, I just want to just clear the slate and clear the air with everyone who I had been involved with, and that really was what the whole party was going to be about. And I'm like, well, hey, I still have this necklace. Why don't we go out for lunch? I'll take you out to lunch. It doesn't have to be a thing. I'm just going to give you the necklace. We'll part as friends, clear the air, and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely had no interest in anything else.
Yeah.
I'll but, be honest, you know. if it was a one more time before we go, okay, that's fine. But if that was that, but that would have to come from her. It's not coming from me, right? So we go to the Cracker Barrel, and I only say the Cracker Barrel specifically because I thought it was so funny that we go in there and we're sitting here talking, having a conversation, and I'm like, so what's bringing you to Florida? And she goes, well, the porn industry. I go, oh, well. bold move. I support it if that's what you want, because that's true. I support sex work in any way, shape, and form if that's what you want.
Yeah, like if it makes you happy, then fucking like whatever,
go for it. And yeah. There's no facetiousness. I genuinely think it's cool if that's what you like doing.
Yeah.
And so she's getting into that industry. So you know, we're sitting here. I'm trying to enjoy my meal, and she's showing me fucking videos and shit. Now,
of like her?
Yes.
Oh my God. I don't know if I knew that part.
You don't do that if you're not trying to like, here's a video of me twerking. Here's a video of me doing this to myself and that and whatever. And I'm like, huh, we're in a fucking Cracker Barrel, lady.
There's like a 3-year-old. There's a 3-year-old
and there's 2 80-year-olds behind us. What are you doing? So I'm like kind of getting hot in the collar. It's very obvious that she's like trying to like, huh, huh.
Yeah,
huh.
She's trying to get you all riled up.
And
yeah.
It's working. So I'm like, geez, all right, fine. I got a new house. Isn't that neat? And she's like, really? I'd love to see it. And I'm like, well, I've got great news for you, right? Hop in the car. So I'm thinking, I got the house to myself. We know what's going to happen, right? We don't expect, but we can infer, right?
Well, of course. You're taking her back after she showed you, like, fucking videos of her, like,
I just
want
to make it real clear to the audience. I don't expect or demand shit. She's propagating this, so obviously, yeah, you can infer. So we go in, and I'm showing her around, like, would you like to see the bedroom? Obviously, you know, and then things begin.
I mean, that's just the beginning of a porn.
Right, exactly. I thought, fuck it, I'll steer into it. So things begin, but it's this stutter step where it's this, I'm into it, I'm not into it, I'm into it, I'm not into it. And that is, like, the fastest way to get me to I don't like it. I don't, yeah, you're either no, you're all out. Don't touch me, right? Yeah. I don't fuck with the whole half-assed energy. You either really want to do it or you don't, because if you half-ass, then you might change your mind, and I don't want to put you in that position.
No, that's... Because
that is not who I am.
Yeah.
So so I'm like hands up like, whoa, hold on now. Let's stop. Maybe not do this. And she knows how I am about cheating and how I don't fucking like it in any way, shape, or form, because it is not for me. I don't like to be a party to it. I've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, it's something I'm passionate about, and she knows that. And so, I'm sitting on the bed just kind of like, well, that was interesting. And she's like, well, cause we, you know, kissing happened and stuff, but then it kind of backed off. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to tell my boyfriend. And I'm like,
oh boy. Yep. Yep.
Mother
yep.
fucker. And I'm like, boyfriend. She's like, okay, well, hold on now. He's not really my boyfriend, because she immediately started getting hot under the collar, forgetting that I don't fuck with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fucking excuse me? Boyfriend? And so I was livid. I had a show that I had to go to. So I'm like, I'm going to drop you off at your car. I'm going to take a shower. Just fucking, this is done. This, whatever this is, it's done.
Yeah.
Right? You wanted to clear the air? Well, I've got great news for you. You failed. So
yeah.
I'm fucking pissed. So I get out of the shower. I'm clothed and everything. She was downstairs. It wasn't sus. But I go downstairs and I overhear her. Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. Okay. Yeah. I love you too, baby. All right. Bye. And I go, because the way the house is set up is I could walk down the stairs and reveal myself to where she was standing. And so I walk down the stairs revealing myself from, like, the landing, and I'm just like, I love you.
Was it your old house?
You never saw this, okay, one. This, okay, was okay. When we were in Woodstock.
Gotcha.
And so I come down, and I'm just like, oh, I love you, do you? And she's just like, and I'm like, busted, bitch. What the fuck? You said you're not in a relationship with him. She's like, well, it's not official, but I do love him. And I'm just like, ah, you're going home. So I take her home. And so we're texting, and she tries to start up this whole, well, you know, I don't know how into it I was. And I'm like, you literally grabbed my wrists and threw me onto the bed.
Yeah.
I don't fucking want to hear that shit, your honor. And so, and she's just like, forgive me. I'm just upset. I'm very emotional. because I'm pregnant. And I'm like, are you now? Is that right? And through some conversation, we ended up realizing the game plan was to seduce me, bring me back to the house, have unprotected sex, which is something I have never done at that time, and try and pass the baby off to me because I come from a wealthier family than she does. And the baby daddy was a what I believe to be a peruser of meth.
Not a
well-to-do individual. And it was it was definitely a moment. It was definitely a beat where I went, huh, well, glad that didn't explode in my face, which it had every capacity of doing. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, Danielle, is what's your advice for that situation?
Oh, God. Wow.
How's that for a setup? Continuity.
Cringe. Okay. So, continuity cringe. That should be the name of the
show. That's the hat. That's the merch.
Oh, continuity cringe?
Yo.
That's the hat.
And then, well, we can have the hat that says continuity cringe and then the shirt that says they were supposed to be bussin', not cringe. We can't do that because then we'll have to owe Webster Fan 42069 a bunch of royalties then.
He doesn't have a copyright.
That's right. Fuck him.
He doesn't have a copyright.
I didn't see any filings. Thank you.
Oh, guys.
Anyway.
Wowie. Okay.
You were giving me some excellent advice.
You know, I was. How about, don't fuck your ex. I think that's good advice.
All of that setup. All of that build. Go ahead. You good? Having a fucking moment?
I am.
All of that setup, all of that build for, man, then don't fuck your ex.
Yeah, you know.
I've been working on my Danielle impression. How's it sound?
Oh, is that how I sound?
Uh-huh.
Sound like Squidward?
Can you keep it down? I'm trying to be boring. That's not you. That's Squidward. But
no, I get it. I'm boring.
Get it?
And that's why you talk the whole time on all our podcasts.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Guys, this has been a time.
To
be alive. So do you... Yeah.
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 All right.
What you doing?
Any questions?
Any questions?
Any questions?
Wow, I'm so sorry. This is crackhead as fuck. Do you want to get into to some actual questions? From people? From people?
Is that how we segmate?
Segmate? Do you want to...
Queen to E4, segmate.
So I feel like you guys should know, if you haven't been able to tell already, we have drank more since earlier in the show.
I have drunk more.
We have partaken
of the
more. It is late night. Let me tell you why.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, bussing.
Bussing.
Welcome
okay.
back to drinking alcohol ASMR.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, I think that should be the new segue for the questions, then.
Is you want some questions?
Any questions?
Any questions?
I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
He's
doing stupid shit with his hands.
Okay.
I'm David Pumpkins,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
I'm vamping to give you time.
Oh, my God. Okay. I had them ready.
And the skeletons are... Oh, you ready?
I had them ready.
Well, then go.
You're just talking so much.
Lovely.
Okay. So this is one that's actually
labeled. I'll shut the fuck up,
then. Okay.
If you need me, I'll be quiet.
We're on, like, a weird high right now, and we'll tell you why at the end.
We won't tell you why.
We won't tell you why. So, this is from user S0I11. I don't really know.
Oh, that's fucking Webster Fan again. Jesus
it's Webster
Christ.
Fan. It's David. and it's just titled, Am I Being Dramatic?
Yes.
My fiance follows what I call butt and booby accounts.
To
be frank, it bothers me. A lot are fitness accounts. Most are people with large followings, but there are some that are not famous people. Do you think this is an overreaction on my part, or would you all agree that doing that while in a committed relationship is a big no? I began to notice new profiles being added. It's like a new one every other week. I'd love for the focus, this person was just asking, like, you know, refrain from commenting on me noticing this. I just want the focus to be, is this appropriate or not?
That's fair. That's completely fair. Oh, God. I'm drunk to the point where I may say some shit that
oh
might
God.
Be wrong. But yes, you are overreacting. It sounds like what your fiance is doing is, so, okay, porn comes in many different ways, and guys will find different avenues and ways of which to get their rocks off in different ways, shapes, and forms.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that you are not enough. That's something that, like, you know, that I learned a long time ago, which was that it's not that you're not enough. It's just that, you know, you're not always present. And
don't
so,
be ridiculous.
You know.
Of course you're not.
No, oh, shut
I'm kidding.
Up.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's a joke. No, that's the thing. You're not. It has nothing to do with that, because you have to understand from a male. Wow, was I about to start mansplaining? Hold on, keep me honest, please, because okay. I don't want to fuck this up again. But from a male's perspective,
y'all should see the look I just gave him.
And my shot, my look of shock and horror,
horror.
So, okay, as a guy, what happened is, you get to the point where. As a youngster, you get exposed to porn.
I was not ready for you to say, as a youngster, you get exposed to porn.
You almost spit take on my face.
I was not okay.
As I was saying, as a youngster, you get exposed to porn.
Oh, God.
And it's a habit, right?
Yes.
Watching porn becomes a habit. And
for some people, not for everybody.
Okay. There are two types of men in this world.
Oh, I was talking about like me, but that.
I'm
yeah.
talking about men specifically.
Okay.
There are two types of men in this world. There are men who watch porn and then men who lie about it. So, so all that's to say, it becomes a habit. And some habits get worse than others, right? So it gets some people get to the point where it genuinely is detrimental to them.
Yes.
Some people get to the point where it really, it's not detrimental. It's not bad by any means, but it is part of the routine.
Yeah.
And part of that is seeking new and different ways to, we'll say, service the account. And so my point behind saying all of that is everybody has different things to get them through the day. And frankly, I'm of the belief this is such a big topic that I'm really big on. Like this is a
passionate
subject.
Well, I'm
going to
come in after you, so
but
go
I'm
ahead.
But I'm not in the state to give this the proper fucking triage it deserves.
This is all I want. This is what I want.
So I'm so fucked anyway. My point is I don't think he's bad for looking at fucking boobs on Instagram. I do think it's a little classless to follow the accounts. That, I think, is a little based. I don't think that's not. I don't think that that's classy, and I definitely think that this male individual could do a little bit better about kind of hiding it instead of just being super open about, like, hey, tits and ass accounts, I personally don't like that, but that's a personal preference thing. If that's what does it for him, there is a hard difference between the sex that he gives you and the private fantasies that he has with himself. And there has to be a difference. In my opinion, there has to be a difference between the fantasy and the reality. Because if the fantasy is managed appropriately, I believe your man will either never or never really be called to cheat. And I know that's a tall order,
mm-hmm.
but I know that's a really big statement. But if your fantasies, as a guy, I'm speaking to men, if your fantasies are being managed appropriately and handled responsibly, I think that the willingness to cheat will be reduced as opposed to going up because you're looking at other people.
So here's my take on it. I don't have an issue with, you know, obviously, what are you doing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I am.
Objection!
I don't have an issue with the person that I'm with, like, you know, like watching porn. That's not an issue that I have, you know. Now, obviously, it would become an issue if it was like, you know, they were, instead of, you know, being with me, deciding to go and do that. That's a problem.
Obviously a bridge too far, of course.
However, like, it's not even so much that it would... So I guess, again, like you were saying, it does depend on what the guy needs for that. If the guy can be happy just, like, you know, just watching normal porn and doing that, then great. if what they need is to have, like, you know, sort of like some of these accounts, then, like, you know, I guess I can understand that. However, I am also, like, a fairly insecure person when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, like, you know, me and Samuel have had to have, like, you know, discussions about things where he has been extremely, like, you know, good about it, where he, where, like, you know, I'll just mention, like, you know, I don't like having to say this because I want to be the cool girlfriend who can just be like, I want to let you do what you want to do, but this one thing kind of bothers me. And he has been super good about just being like, you know, I get it, you know, I'm not going to do that. And just backing
one
off.
One thing being a type of porn or so, a type of way of which that, I don't mean to put you on the spot. If so, it's private, it's none of my business.
I mean, here.
It's none of my business. We don't have to talk about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if he would want me exposing his thing.
But
that's
why
I'm not.
You don't have to, but I want to know. It's not about you. It's not about you anymore. It's about me and Samuel.
It's about you and Samuel.
I just want to give him what he needs.
I'm not going to expose his personal thing, but there was
I think that's the right thing to
do. But there was a thing that, you know, he did for quite a bit of our relationship that for a while it didn't really bother me. But
he would tuck it
and
dance naked.
You know what? Yep, that's what it was.
You gotta stuff it between your legs and then do
exactly. And exactly that dance.
That's where
dance,
the Mushnik dance
like,
came
the
from.
The little Mushnik dance,
the Mushnik dance came from Samuel's sexual habits.
We gotta start.
Getting exposed, motherfucker.
We gotta start videoing this. Holy shit. No, but because the dance we just did was incredible.
I was just waving my arms around like a fucking
idiot. You were doing the whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta hit it.
No, but he did this thing for a little while that really, you know, it's less that it didn't bother me, and it's more that I just kind of said it didn't bother me.
It's less that it didn't bother me and more that it did. How's that for a sentence?
You know what? Yeah, that's basically
women,
what it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I right?
Fuck off. But I didn't say anything for a long time because I was like, oh, maybe I'll move past it, you know, like I want to be cool about it
of course.
Like it's not really that big of a deal.
Right.
But after a little bit, it did kind of start to like, at me a little bit. And so I mentioned it to him and I was just like, you know, I don't want to be this girl. I want to be cool about it. But like this one thing, and it's not exactly what, you know, the user here is talking about, but it's fairly closely related.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like, you know, I'm kind of not cool with it. And it kind of upsets me just a little bit. And in that moment, he was just like, I don't need it. You know, I don't need this thing.
I respect that.
And so if it bothers you, I won't. And he hasn't done it since. Like, you know, and I can confirm that he hasn't done it since. And
ooh.
So it's like, you know.
Or he's really good at hiding it.
Or he's really good at hiding it, which I am the nosiest, like, you
either
know.
Way, I think it's commendable. Either that A, he stopped it, or B, he rose to the occasion and learned how to keep it.
Well, there's not really a way to keep it from me. If I tell you, I can tell you what it is post-podcast, but like,
wow.
Just not
get
on
fucked,
here.
Fucked, listeners.
Yeah, sorry, David. You don't get to know about my husband's sexual habits. No, but like.
I do.
But I can tell you post-podcast. But it was just like a whole thing where, you know, it just brought out some insecurities in me.
I got you.
And so I was just kind of like, eh. And he was like, I don't need it. Because I don't have a problem with him watching porn. It wasn't that.
Right.
It was, It was something else, and so I was
She's
just
about to share it, and then she stopped herself.
Well, no, I wasn't about to share it. But no, it was one of those things where, you know, I don't take everything away from him because I don't need to, and I don't feel insecure about those kinds of things.
But different things have different emotional responses,
and different people require different things to like be happy. And so I do think it just needs to be a conversation that it maybe if you mention it to him, maybe it's actually not that important to him, and maybe if you mention it, it would be like that thing with Samuel where he was just like, you know what, I don't need it, so I'll cut it out and no worries. But if it is something that he needs, maybe you can talk to him about it because it seems like you got more bothered when it was a lesser creator that he was following instead of like a big famous creator who is like everyone's following her and like all this stuff. Whereas, you know, when it's someone a little lesser, it's like someone that he could potentially create a connection with. And I think that's the biggest problem that she's having.
Yeah. And all of that is fair. I think for me, the thought process is what is ultimately being accomplished here? Because I know that there are some guys who like to look at things that are a little, you know, a little risque. I'll say it like this. A previous relationship of mine, I had dated a card-carrying nymphomaniac, right? And because that there are a couple of nymphomaniacs in the deck,
you
can shuffle it without being incriminating.
I was going to say, I'm like, which one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all that's to say, people who I have dated who have a higher sex drive than me has definitely put me on the back foot in the sense of like, okay, well, clearly I don't need to do or say anything inappropriate because that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like, you know, watching porn, it's like, okay, well, let's really look at this. Let's look at the data, right? Do you watch more or less when you're with someone who is genuinely exhausting you in terms of your sexual output and your libido? And the answer is I still did. And it wasn't because of any other reason other than sometimes it becomes a habit, and sometimes it becomes just part of the routine, and sometimes it becomes, like, every guy watches it for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Samuel's thing, you know, again, I'm not going to go into the specifics, but, like, it's not the same as what most guys watch. And like,
that's what he wants you to think.
Well, no, but I know it's true because something that I don't think he would mind me saying is that, so there is a video where I got pretty drunk at a bar with my mom down in Panama City.
Where are you going?
And
with this?
It's not having to do with her, but I
didn't expect it to. But
no, it was at a Coyote Ugly where you can dance on the bars. So I got pretty drunk and I jumped up on the bar, and right. So I'm like, you know, doing all these dances and like, you know, it's not fantastic, but like, it's kind of good.
She was just flossing.
I was not flossing.
She's doing the Fortnite dance.
No, but you know, I sent it to him because my mom videoed it. And what Sam told me is he was like, that worked for me. And so, and I'm his wife, so I don't think he would care if I said that. But like, you know, it's, but it's something that he has said where he's just like, you know, honestly, you know, sometimes I'll watch other things, but a lot of times I kind of just like to watch you because that's like the kind of thing that he likes. And so, you know, it's different for everybody. It's different for every person, what they need and what like works for them. So I think it's just a conversation. I think it's you letting him know that it makes you feel a little insecure. And then y'all coming to a compromise about like how he can still have what he needs and how you can feel okay.
I'll say this for me, since we're in a sharing mood and because I'm drunk. So for me, there is a hard line between the things that are fun in fantasy and the things that are fun in practice.
There is a
chasm of differences between the things that are fun in fantasy and the things that are fun in practice. I don't watch the things that are fun in practice almost ever.
Interesting.
Almost ever. The things that I watch are almost exclusively the things that I like to think about, and if provided the opportunity to, would never do.
Interesting.
Ever, 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 ever. I wouldn't want to, even if the perfect woman would say, hey, I want to do this to you.
That's really interesting.
Leave me alone. Because this is my private time where I can just kind of explore the space and just kind of be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's what that provides to me specifically. And so, you know, honestly, that's how I roll, motherfucker. I don't know how to end that sentence without it being weird, so I thought I'd steer into it.
Well, no, and like, and honestly, I get that. Because,
right.
Like, for me, you know, I've talked about this with the group, and I don't really mind talking about it. You know, I am, you know, I'm asexual, and so for me, shut up. And so for me, fuck you. So for me, there is a big disconnect between, like, what I actually want to do and what I like to just fantasize about.
Exactly.
And there is a massive chasmic difference that it does not, like, coincide at all. Like, you know, there are things that I think about that I'm like, ooh, that's really hot, but if it was put in front of me, I'd be like, fuck this, don't want
exactly.
It don't even try, like, I'm not into it.
There's a chasmic difference between the two.
Yeah, a chasmic fuck,
that's what you
I
said.
Know I said it, and I was hoping you wouldn't hear it because you're drunk.
Of course I heard it.
Fuck you.
Can't hit me with chasmic differences.
I thought you just wouldn't notice.
Nonsense. Of course I'm gonna hit you with that. No, so but that's how it is with me, at least. And to the point where I have been in a situation, and this is a bit revealing, but I have been in a situation where there is something that I'm just like, I'm probably never going to experience that. It's kind of lower on the totem pole of like, it's a fantasy that's like, I'd love to have, I don't need to have it, but if presented, that actually I would do, right?
I feel like I know what this is.
I don't think you do.
And
I was presented with the opportunity to accomplish said task. And then I stopped watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I stopped seeking out videos that were like that.
Because suddenly you were able to have it.
Exactly. So now I don't need it anymore. Oh, it's not, because before it was available, it was like that. It was that consistently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like, I love this. And then on some of the other stuff that we'll get to. But when that became available, it was like, okay, now we got to switch it up and go to the other thing.
Well, yeah, because it's not as exciting anymore. Because part of what is...
Because I got it.
Well, yeah, and part of what is so exciting is that it's something that's either unachievable or it's like a taboo kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. like, that's what makes mm-hmm. it exciting. And mm-hmm. so if you're suddenly getting it, it's like,
why? Three big guys.
She's
That's what I watch. But and they bust on my eyes.
No, but like that's such a big part of the reason that if you start getting those things, it's suddenly like, you know, what am I doing? Like, why am I watching this? I can just get this. Like, right. You know, it's boring at that point.
Exactly. And so like,
it's not that it's boring to do, but it's boring to watch.
Well, prime example, I know for me, Jesus Christ, this is the relationship advice, not the porn fucking episode. Anyway, for me, When I am perusing, I hate saying it like that.
I'm perusing the hub.
I'm perusing the hub.
No, that's some Slim Jim shit right there.
I don't. In any way you say it, I hate it. but yeah, when discretional time is being
say
had,
it like Squilliam.
When I'm perusing the porn hub.
Sorry, you can continue, but I needed that.
I was jerking my cock.
No! You took it too far. No! Oh my god.
Our new friend that we're going to hype up after this is never going to want to work
with us
again.
He's going to listen to this episode and be like, these guys are fucking crackheads.
So what's with that fucking Squilliam Pornhub bit? I don't want to work with you again.
I don't want to work with these guys.
Oh my fucking god. Wow. Anyway. So as I'm... Anyway, no.
No, late night, let me tell you why,
Let me tell you why After Dark is rude. So all that's to say... One of the things that I had noticed is I've been on the record saying this. I do not have a preferred body type. Mm-hmm. There have been patterns, and it is circumstantial. I am demisexual. I am attracted to who you are and the personality and your intelligence more than anything else.
Yeah.
I'm also straight, unfortunately, but that's the curse that I've been gifted. All that's
by this point, you and Russell would have totally had sex by now.
We would have, and we probably still might, even though I'm straight. So, but that's neither here nor there. So, but all that's to say, I have noticed, again, being completely once removed from specific body types, whatever the girl I'm dating with, whatever her body type is.
The girl I'm dating with.
Oh, god damn it. Uh-huh. Chasmic.
I had to give you one if you gave me one.
No, it's fair. No, but the girl I'm dating at the time, a lot of times I'll find myself drifting to women of opposite body types.
Well, yeah, because, like, you're getting one thing, getting and it. So, like, you know, why would you watch that? You're going to look at something different.
Exactly. Because, yeah. Like, for me, it's like, well, now it makes me think of the girl that I'm with, and, like, yes, that's good, but that has its place, and that's places physically in reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the temple of my mind, this is where I get to comfortably and privately express myself in a different way and get to explore different things.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, and that's why I don't cheat. That's not the case, but, like, it's... I don't know. I can't really describe it other than I think it's healthy, but I'm sure someone could tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I also just think it's just human to want to experience as many different things as you can, you know? And like,
I've
even
dedicated
if...
most of my life to doing so.
Yes, you talked about it on one of the past episodes, I think. I think on the psychicness episode, you talked about it.
What do you mean?
How, like, you know, you're here to gather experiences for your higher self.
Yeah. And that includes having a lot of sex.
That includes being a fucking whore.
Being a fucking man whore. I really hope my girlfriend doesn't hear this episode. She's like, he's a what?
He's a what?
You know how she talks. That motherfucker!
Oh my god. Okay, so I have a couple others here. There are
Okay. Oh, yeah. Did we answer her question? Yeah, I mean,
we kind of went both ways. For me, I think it's just a conversation because a compromise could be met that, you know, like maybe he watches a bunch of other porn. Like, you know, that, like you know, that's kind of how Samuel is. And so
follow the accounts.
No.
You should commit them to memory and then look them up.
That's sneaky. Don't do that.
But what you do.
I mean, okay.
it's what some people do.
If it's something that he needs, I think you guys should talk about it. And then if it's not something that he needs, if he's getting that in other ways and he's just also doing this, then maybe he wouldn't mind letting it go.
He needs to not like the photos or comment on them. That's cringe.
Well, yeah, you can look at it. Just don't, like, look at don't it. Interact with it.
Look at it. Don't interact with it. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, don't interact with cringe. It. That's cringe. That part is cringe. You know, like, it's the same people who comment in the porn videos.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to share something.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's not a sexual thing. It's not.
Okay.
But I have been in the biggest habit as of late of reading porn comments because they're fucking insane.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Like,
pull some up. I want to hear these.
I think what you would rather hear. Don't let me tell you what you would prefer.
Tell me what I want.
I'm sorry. But there's two things we could look up. We could look up porn comments, or we can look up the descriptions for porn stars, and it's 1,000 times better.
I'm here for either.
Okay.
So hit me with the best that you can find.
Pull up what you're doing.
I mean, I already have it.
Talk about what you're doing.
Well, this is just a new question.
Ask the question, and I will pull this up because this will be a moment.
Okay.
Because I want to do this the right way, and it would be cringe otherwise. Okay.
So this is from the Am I the Asshole page, one of our favorite pages.
Okay.
It's from user JTR63677, and it says, Am I the asshole for saying as you like when my husband said he would go to bed hungry? What did you just find?
I found it.
Okay, well, that's why I was going to let you go first.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would
cringe.
Be this quick. I'm sorry.
Cringe.
Do you want to finish what you're doing?
No, because it's going to be a long time. Go.
All right.
Who is this?
I picked someone at random. Okay. That genuinely. It was like, hey, these are the top people.
Okay.
This is Adriana...
Chichik?
That's what happens
when... That's cursed because that's almost a Neopets name.
I just thought that was the sound whenever I insert my credit card.
There
I was like, chichik!
Okay, if that's the sound your credit card is making, that's concerning. But there is...
My money don't jiggle, it folds.
There is a fucking Neopet called a Kachik, just like the planet Kajik in Star
You're
Wars.
Joking.
And it was the first Neopet I ever had, and that's the end of that story.
Oh my god. All right. Well, that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the 11th porn star ranked in she has 1.1 billion views and 800,000 subscribers.
Holy crap. Okay. Okay.
Her thing that she says is the nastiest girl in porn, let my scenes do the talking, right?
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Her bio says something much different.
Oh, boy.
The bios are never written by the women.
Oh, they're written by somebody else?
They're written by someone else.
Oh, cringe. Okay. Oh, God.
There's nothing wrong with wanting a little attention, especially if you're a hot chick who wants to be appreciated for your qualities. Adriana Chichik, however, wants a ton of attention. And she's ready to spread all of her best assets wide open for some hardcore appreciating.
What?
This is more tame. This girl may have started in the business slowly with some nice, sweet lesbian scenes, but today she absolutely commands many multiple dick pokings, sometimes even simultaneously.
Multiple dick pokings?
The descriptions are insane.
Pokings?
Adriana is a tried, tested, and true gangbang slut junkie.
What?
She can twist her tight body in so many ways, so many different positions to accommodate cock entry from angles you didn't even know existed.
What?
Adriana's got such a taste bud craving.
Oh, God, what is it?
Adriana's got such a taste bud craving for salty jizz that
Ew!
She has perfected her suck skills to,
oh,
the,
God!
To the point where she can get a pint of, oh, my God.
Wait, what the fuck does it say? God, no! That is not what they called it! Oh, my God! That's so awful!
As I was saying, Adriana's got such a taste bud craving for salty jizz that she has perfected her suck skills to the point where she can get a pint of baby batter in her mouth in a matter of seconds.
That's disgusting.
I hate that. But don't worry, because she also knows how to take her time and make squirm with patience during her cock worship routine.
Cock worship?
That's a thing. Anyway, this girl works every inch of shaft, gives that ball sack a heavy hum job, and tongue twirls the dick tip in her mouth was a swirling machine.
What?
When it comes to the taste of dick, there's nothing she likes better than when it's sauced with her own.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No! Oh, God, no!
We're never getting another fucking podcast person on. We're never getting another guest.
No! I'm so upset.
When it comes to the taste of dick, there's nothing she likes better than when it's sauced with her own ass juice.
No!
For some of the best A2M, that's ass-to-mouth action.
Oh, God!
Adriana could easily be a high-fashion runway model if she chose. But this hottie prefers dicks running way up into her body instead, and we salute her for that.
What the fuck?
Okay, you understand why this is fun.
What the fuck?
It's not a sexual thing.
But I will
take time out of my day to read this
because
of how fucking funny it is.
Okay, what is... Never mind, I shouldn't ask that question.
What, ass to mouth?
No, I know what that is.
Well, then what were you asking?
I was gonna... Because you said that's a real thing, and then you kept going, and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
What was?
Say it. Out loud.
Say it.
I hate that
you don't
know what that's from, because me and Russell have referenced it so many times,
and you don't get it.
So
that's the problem. What was her name? Adriana something?
Chichik. Can you seriously not find her again?
I found her. All right.
Okay.
What was it?
It was
Gangbang slut junkie?
No, it was the dick worship.
Okay, all right. Just because I know what it is doesn't mean that I appreciate it. Doesn't mean that I partake.
He says partaking.
Partaking. No, I really don't. So in sex culture, worship is a blanket term for a bunch of different styles of worship, right? We've drank a lot.
Too much.
So, if there's a woman who has a very big ass where that is the most prominent feature on her body, this porn star may partake in ass worship. Where the guy, in this case being more submissive, would be like, oh my God, this ass. And like she'd like sit on his face and do all kinds of that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah.
Things centered around the ass.
I mean, that makes sense.
Cock worship is the same thing where it's like wow, I love this dick. I love sucking this dick. This dick is great, whatever, right? I'm doing a lot of hand motions.
Doing
hand motions.
He's like, dude.
And then I'm like, don't be ridiculous. We're podcasting. And then I'm like, they can't see me, so I love sucking cock.
This is why we have to start videoing this.
For real. So,
We have a webcam. I don't know why we're not doing
and then
that.
There's, yeah, we're going to have to put that back after all this. Anyway,
yeah, we are.
So cock worship is essentially where the woman is like really going out of her way to make sure you know that this cock is awesome. Essentially.
Okay.
So she's just like, wow, this dick is so fucking big. I love this fucking big fat cock. Wow. How am I going to fit that inside of me? You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit.
How is that?
That's cock worship.
Is that enjoyable?
Some guys enjoy that. For me, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, like that
It makes me extremely uncomfortable.
That just seems like so... It seems so... I feel like most porn is ingenuine. For the most part.
It is.
But that seems like a new level of ingenuity.
It's egregious.
To where you can't even have a suspension of disbelief.
Right.
Like, how are you supposed to?
Well, and that's the thing. And so, like, for me, we probably shouldn't go there.
I don't know.
Well, it's like what I was talking about. So, okay. I have said, and I don't remember my level of sobriety when I said this.
Okay.
But I have said on record that my penis is less of an it's a piece of art, but it's not a piece of art. It's not like a painting. You don't just go up and
You definitely said this dead sober to me, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Thanks.
So you're saying, I don't know if I was drunk, but you absolutely said this.
Yeah, it's called plausible deniability.
Well, you're welcome. I took it away. I
appreciate it. I was trying to make it less fucking weird, but now... You're like, no, you said it to me, Stone Cold fucking sober. What's wrong with you? No,
I'm sorry. Darren said that I was a good friend for having balls to just...
Darren is not coming back on this podcast after he hears what blasphemy we've talked... We talked about Adriana Chichik and on our fucking podcast. Anywho.
I want a t-shirt that just says Adriana
Chichik. What I was saying was, sober. My penis is... is a work of art, as all penises are. But it is less of an art installation that you look at. It's not an. It's not like a nice Picasso painting, right? It's not. You don't look at it and go, wow, I love looking at this thing. It's a mechanical piece that you're just like, okay, I don't understand. And then it starts moving and doing the things that it was designed to do. And then you're like, oh, I get it. Right? That's what I bring to the table.
Well,
that's...
you first described it, as Samuel has said, because back, you know how he likes to make you uncomfortable.
He does a phenomenal job.
He also used to like...
And I adore it.
He also used to try to make me feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but it just didn't work, so he stopped.
What he doesn't know is that's a huge kink of mine. So when I'm uncomfortable, it's really just turning me on.
No, but he had said he as like a joke, like not like super early on, but like earlier on in our friendship, he had been like, "Oh, I gotta watch out." According to him, he's got the Goldilocks penis, so I gotta watch out. And because you had
it's
said
what
that
I
to both
say
of
to
us.
Myself to make me feel better.
No, genuinely, size doesn't matter. But, you know.
It definitely doesn't, and if it does, then I'm fucked. I'm white and Jewish. Yeah, I'm not really fucking packing, excuse me. So yeah, if I have to say some dumb shit like Goldilocks dick, let me have this fucking fantasy, please. Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, what's the next fucking question?
So this question. Okay, so it said, am I the asshole for saying...
Yes, next question.
Fuck you. Any questions?
Any questions?
Am I the asshole for saying As You Like when my husband said he would go to bed hungry? So let me explain. Okay, this might seem silly, but
Is this a sex thing?
No.
Okay.
Okay, this might seem silly, but I'm conflicted on whether I was the asshole here. My husband, 33, is a picky eater, but I know what meals he likes and make sure to cook them all week.
Okay, I fuck with that energy.
I had to give up a lot of good meals to be able to cook him his favorites and make sure he doesn't miss a dinner. However, lately he's been complaining about the meals I cook that are his favorites only because he's just not in the mood to eat this specific meal. So he would try to get me to cook something else right then and there.
Oh, that's cringe.
If I say no, he would go to bed hungry and without dinner. I feel bad, so I just cook what he wants. I got tired of it because it kept happening. Last night, he came home and saw the two different meals I cooked. He looked at them both
two
and said...
Two different meals?
He looked at them both and said he wasn't in the mood to eat either of them and asked if I could cook him another meal. I was upset. I said...
I don't need to hear anymore. Okay. I'm talking directly to you, Mr. Small Penis Haver. My fellow Small Penis Haver, join the fraternity. You are a cunt. I'm talking to the man. The man, the guy who I'm talking to, you're a cunt. That is, your wife is going out of her way to cook you. Understand, cooking is cool. Like, cooking is a cool thing that people do for each other because it's trying to provide sustenance in an enjoyable way to your significant other. And not only is she doing that, she made you two different meals to try and compensate for the fact that your picky cunt fuck ass is not in the mood for whatever she prepared. And then you still say that you're not in the mood? Good. I hope you starve. Fuck you. I don't hope you starve to death, but I hope it was unpleasant because that's extremely disrespectful.
Yeah, apparently what
happened...
Learn
how to cook yourself, cunt.
Apparently she got upset and was like, no, and he...
Why did that make me so angry?
Well, apparently he then acted sad and was like, are you sure? I would have to go to bed hungry. Wouldn't that make you feel sad?
You are a fucking prick. I don't like you.
So she said, as you like, honey. And then he got upset and said that she had no consideration for him and didn't care about his feelings. And then they didn't speak until the next morning, where he said that his as you like attitude was hurtful and dismissive and is now expecting an apology for it. And then she edited with a couple of points, almost almost defending him to where I feel even worse for her.
What he should expect is the divorce paper.
Well, what she said is she was like, so just a couple of points, and this makes me feel even worse for her, because she says, he's the breadwinner, so house duties mostly fall on me.
Ooh!
And this is the first time he yelled at me, and I'm shocked because he's usually, sweet, and, like, usually his sweet talking can get me to cave in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Originally, I had felt really bad when I had said what I said, because I was like, maybe I'm a little too harsh, and you're drunk, so maybe that level of heat is not deserving. I now realize that I am sad because I did not go far enough. This fucking limp dick cock-sucking loser is over here demeaning his wife when all she's doing is trying to put fucking food on the table for
and
you
to fucking
live. And she
made you two different meals.
That's like, the thing.
Two different meals
to be considered.
I don't even want to make one meal. Like, that's exhausting. And you made him two, and he's like, nah, I don't want it. Make me something else, bitch. And it's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, she's been home all day. You say, like, you say he's the breadwinner and everything, but, like, you say most of the house chores fall on you. Do you know how hard it is just all day, every day to clean the house, do everything around the house? It's so monotonous and just like never ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so hard to do. And for him to just come home and be so disrespectful towards the work that you've done, that's so fucked up.
I don't know what kind of dynamic that you thrive in or appreciate, because there are people that I have met, real individuals, who enjoy that kind of housewife mentality, and I respect it. If that is what you like and what you enjoy, then go with fucking God and be happy. That being said, even if you're in that position, I do still think that there is a level of respect that is demanded by you being in your significant other's presence.
Just because you are working in the home, whether you're male, female, non-binary, whatever, it does not matter. You still deserve the respect of your partner. It doesn't matter if you're out there making money. Even if you're staying home, that probably means that you're constantly cleaning the house. If you have kids, you're taking care of those kids 24/7. If you have pets, you're the one constantly there taking care of them. You're making the food. You're washing the dishes, you're doing the laundry. Like, that is so monotonous and yet necessary to do every single day. And so if your partner is coming home and being like, I'm the one who makes all the money for you, like, you should be doing more, fuck that. You're facilitating his lifestyle and he's not appreciating it.
Exactly. Because what's happening, what I would assume, and this is super not my place to just assume based off of what we read, but I would argue that this was a slow build.
Yeah.
It starts with him being a picky eater. And then it graduates to, oh, well, I don't really like that one specifically, so you cave. And I'm not saying this like it's your fault. It's not.
No, it's not your fault. It's you trying to be a good partner.
But he's a dick, and he makes you fucking cave because he can sweet-talk you into making something different for him. And then you go out of your way to try and predict what he's doing, and he doesn't fucking like it? Dude, no.
Unacceptable.
You're going, because there's a threshold of, there's hey, you're here, I'm going to meet in the middle. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to meet in the middle because that's what a relationship is.
And that's what she was doing.
That's what a partnership is. She wasn't meeting in the middle. She was going above and beyond.
She was going to his side.
To try and show you, hey, this is the love that I have for you. Even if you're not in the mood, fucking deal with it. Because she's being cool. She didn't have to be like that.
If Samuel makes
me a meal,
your
job is to now meet you halfway.
Yes, it doesn't matter if I'm in the mood for that meal. If he's like, hey, I made something for both of us, and it's something that in the past I've enjoyed, and therefore, like, he's surprising me with it.
It's kind.
I'm going to eat it, because I'm like, you put effort into this.
Exactly.
And it shows me that you care. And so to show you that I'm grateful, I'm going to eat it. Like, that's so, like, it's just so fucked up. Like, what? Oh, God.
I was going to say smash cut to Samuel putting whipped cream on his penis.
Oh, my God. We have never done that, and we will not. But no, that's so fucking gross. That's so gross.
I'm sorry.
He prepares a meal for me.
It's just like, and I'm going to eat it. I'm sorry. That visual was very funny.
I knew as soon as I said it and you started laughing that you thought something disgusting.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking about Samuel. Anyway. And Russell, anyway. And John.
And apparently you,
three
anyway.
Big guys. And me in a way.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, everyone!
Is that
where we're going
to
end it?
I think it has to be, because I got to get home.
Drum roll, please. It's a fucking 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, it is.
Drum roll, please.
Soft drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Guys, gals, and other pals, I have phenomenal news for you. Next episode, we are going to be joined with the one, the only...
Darren Marlar from Weird Darkness.
Let's go! The Darren Marlar!
He is so awesome. I've been listening to his podcast for years. He's fantastic. If you guys haven't listened to his podcast, again,
you're missing out and you're dumb.
He does a bunch of cool stuff where he talks about both fiction and nonfiction stories about the paranormal, the supernatural, the unexplained, all that kind of stuff. He goes into all kinds of different things, and it's just amazing. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to his podcast. It's fantastic. We're going to have him on for the next episode, and we are so excited. It's going to be great.
Spoiler yes. alert, we already recorded.
We already did. That's why we came in crackhead as hell. Because
it was,
we had so much fun with him.
This man is a genuine treat.
He is so great.
And a treasure. And you are, I'm not kidding, you're really missing out if you miss out on this episode, because he was incredible.
He is so great.
Don't just tune into the episode next week where we listen, where you talk to us. Don't tune into the episode where you talk to us listening to him talking to us. Don't do that, because it's not available. But what you should do is listen to us talk to him, and then go to him and listen to him talk to you.
Yes, do that.
Do that.
Good, do that.
Because we said so.
No, he's fantastic. We had so much fun talking to him. And we actually talked to him for a bunch after we, like, cut the audio off, just because we were enjoying the conversation.
Yes, we
like,
did.
We're going to have him on again in the future if he doesn't hate us after this episode.
He probably will, and that's okay.
But that's why we
explicitly did not link him our material.
But we would love to have him back on. He does a ton of voice work and everything, which, you know, you'll hear if you listen to the episode. And we are probably, if he's still down for it, I told him I want to have him on for some, you know, stuff with our, you know, theater company. And mm-hmm. for potentially a Halloween episode where we record, you know, some like creepy stories and stuff.
I say this of sober mind and sound body. Anyway, I really mean this. Being able to be introduced to him and to have a conversation with him and to just be in his presence was a genuine blessing, and you will be blessed for listening to it.
Yes.
So tune in next week for that incredible episode and for the episode after that, which is a great departure from everything where we talk about business, but that's neither here nor there. We've got a lot of really great content coming up for you guys. We're working really, really hard to mm-hmm. give you what you want, which is porn.
Webster
42069.
Yelling at people for
yelling
being
at people,
awful.
Weird Darkness. We got everything. We got everything you could possibly want. We've got ghosts. We've got psychics. We've got porn. I personally don't know what else you would want, but
I mean,
if you need more, get it at Weird Darkness, because that is the place to go.
Correct.
Guys, we love you very much. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was always a pleasure. Listen to us where you're doing that, and then keep doing it.
And then tell other people about it.
And then, yeah, I mean, it's literally that easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been Tyler.
I've been Danielle.
And this has been...
a shit show.
Sobering. Bye-bye!
Bye!